Welcome to the Blackbird Reading Series, created alongside the Blackbird Anthology from the Seamus Heaney Centre at Queen's University Belfast. This series was produced and edited by Susie Bloom and recorded by Georgios Veroutsos. Please enjoy.
The Helicopter by Matthew McGlinchey. This noise, this thud thud, this intimacy, this space inside, outside, this room, this repetition, this architecture, this thing, this fly, this weight, this almost every other. This night we are lulled into the darkness. My right hand was going numb when you turned to me and asked with genuine curiosity, "What do you think it's searching for?" You looked almost too beautiful. The blue shimmer of TV light on your left cheek, the blue light in your eyes, your awkward tone of voice. I have no idea. I thought of childhood and its moments of silence, marked by these endless undulations that alternated in pitch depending on how close it is. Ardoyne, New Lodge, Antrim Road. We turned up the volume and readjusted our bodies, moved in closer to each other, trying to decide which film to watch next. But lower and louder and almost overhead, the helicopter descended as if oscillating directly above us, minutes or seconds from landing on the invisible H on our roof. Clementine by Matthew McGlinchey. Yes, we didn't pick it straight from a tree in French Algeria and hold it to the light, remembering there's nothing we don't know. Look how far we've come. When the evening spills on the floor and all we have left to say to each other, forget the weather, forget the overdraft and the washing up, before laughing at the bulbous clementine in your hand is, "I'm sorry." "I'm sorry, love," someone 2 doors up says. "I'm sorry." We could sleep for 2 weeks at a mission in Albania, recovering from the joke. The joke that got us laughing, I remember, isn't much of a joke, but something we know about a guy called Declan, who one night in the pissing rain, bet he could peel a clementine in his mouth lying on the ground. It took him 6 goes out on the street, lying on the ground. You can imagine the state we were in. No one saying sorry or trying to talk him out of it because of the rain, far from the Mediterranean shoreline and sunlight of Algiers. Thinking about it now and all the things we know about Declan, he'll be eternally lying on a footpath laughing. Outside, our neighbours pleading to get in, crying and laughing, shouting to his girlfriend who's throwing his things to the ground. Over and over, he tells her what she already knows. "I'm sorry, love, I was drunk. You know I'm sorry." All of this somewhere else in an avenue or street in Alabama, Albuquerque, Atlanta. In Belfast, it's still raining. We talk about the city beyond the window as a history of rain. Rain in gutters, rain on a bonfire, rain on a couple laughing and kissing. Rain filling a cracked plant pot on Atlantic Avenue. We talk about the future, drinking tea on the kitchen floor. Do we get married? What jobs do we want? How to not feel sorry for leaving friends behind in a flash? For all we know, all we care about is love. In your mid-twenties, you know, everything but this clementine is useless. Tonight's rain, tomorrow's politics. How many times he says, "I'm sorry." It was raining in the capital, and all we think about is laughing, whether to have kids, Declan lying on the ground. Yes, we didn't pick it straight from a tree in French Algeria. But you know this clementine is never trying to be sorry. Somewhere in Andalusia, being eaten on a bathroom floor beside a cat where it's raining and people next door are laughing.